T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're pleased to be joined by Marty Davis from Cambria. And Marty, we've lost a legend.
Yeah, we have. Sid was quite a Minnesota legend, and even a legend throughout the nation, and certain on the sports scene, and a grand guy, and a great friend to so many people, both in and out of sports, really. And it was a very moving and time changing turning of a page on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend.
Yeah, and Marty, you're a big fan of sports and a big fan of the state of Minnesota, and built a great business in Cambria here in the state. Sid loved Minnesota and loved Minnesota sports, and anybody who got to know him really felt that passion.
Yeah, it's so true. He was so loyal to Minnesota, as so many have spoke of today and since Saturday or Sunday morning. He was loyal to Minnesota businesses too. He wanted to help people, in any way that he could that were Minnesota based or had interests common to his that were mostly Minnesota. And, he was a great guy. And he was, I was listening to a lot of people talk about his sports and his work ethic, which is, you know, undisputable. His work ethic was amazing, his dedication to sports and so forth. But something about Sid that if you got to know him out of sports a bit, I got to know him away from sports and spent time with him really away from sports in many ways. He was a very smart guy. He would talk a little bit to me about business, and he would give me comments of things he had heard or observed in different things and observations he'd even made of our business and oftentimes marketing aspects. But he was a very, very smart guy, very instinctive, had great intuition, and he could separate a good guy or gal from a maybe not so good guy or gal, pretty accurately. And, he was a very sharp man beyond all the other things people say about him. They talk about he's dropping out of high school and going to work with the newspaper business. He was a sharp guy and could learn a lot if you got an opportunity to talk to him in a variety of platforms, and I did.
Yeah, and the thing about Sid, too, and you have to give him so much credit, the work ethic, but how even in his later years when maybe he couldn't hear as well, but he always knew what was going on. And Marty, I just think that's a great point. He really understood what was going on with these teams, not only on the field but off the field and the business side of it. And that's a great point.
Yeah, he really did. He could pick up in a crowd and very quickly who he could trust or who he thought you should trust. And he was a very insightful guy, and certainly there was a street level of smarts that was very prominent, but he also was an intelligent guy, and he understood economics and how things worked in business. He was a good salesman. He was a good marketer. He often called me and get back on Chad's show with me or get back on my Sunday show, and he was always working the revenue side for the companies he worked for, and he he understood, you know, aspects of business, both from the media standpoint, but as well just from the sponsors. And he looked at sponsors as customers, and he had a lot of wisdom around things to do and gave us some good ideas. You know, we first met Sid because he bought a countertop from us very early in our beginnings, and there was a problem with it. And I found out that Sid Hartman had a problem with our countertop. I became very, very alarmed of starting up a new company of how that might define our brand. So we got a hold of him right away, and we took care of it and fixed it properly and got him on a good position. And he became, you know, just a big fan of our service. As people spoke about, he was a very honest. I heard Bud talk about how honest he was in his ethics and confidentiality and so forth. He respected honesty, and he knew who had good character, and he would back you, and he'd be your friend if he knew you had a high character and had good integrity and followed up and were loyal and did what you said you were going to do. And he had a whole package beyond sports, in my opinion, and his great expertise was that. But it was all the root systems of who Sid is that really made sports become his expertise, and he became a top performer in it. But he had a lot of skill to do, I think, many, many things if he had gone other ways. And that's a part of him that I enjoyed, you know, visiting and being around. I was very fortunate just before COVID hit in late February. He liked to come over and have dinner at our home, and that's how he started to initially. He was uncomfortable initially at times. He was a guy's guy, a sports guy. And so he wasn't always warm right away to my wife or maybe to the ladies. He was polite, but just a little bit. But once she made him a little food, and I've heard Bud talk about that, then my wife Ann became, one of his favorites. And in February he came over and had salmon. He wanted salmon dinner, and we had a nice dinner with him, and he was in great spirits, and really it was probably one of the last times. You know, I know his birthday was some 3 weeks later, and then the COVID circumstances came upon us. So we had a great night with him and lots of conversations, and we're able to talk after that. But we were very fortunate that we had a final kind of a time to have a dinner with him, and we did that often with Sid. And that's when I would get to talk about all those things beyond sports and what his thinking was about the world. And I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, and you brought up the trust, and that really came out. I was on earlier with Dave St. Peter, and Hall of Famer Rod Carew came on, and Rod talked extensively about how Sid was one of the few members of the media that he trusted in his time in Minnesota, and always trusted Sid and what he would tell Sid and what would ultimately end up in the paper on the radio. And I think that's something that you hear a lot.
Yeah, and that was when I first met Coach Knight through Sid, and Coach Knight and my connection became hunting, and we hunted a lot together. Bob and I, and when you're hunting, you're in a truck alone, and you get to talk about a lot of things. And you know, he wasn't from Minnesota, and he shared with me on many occasions different stories about Sid that happened very early in Bob's career, and it showed Coach Knight the kind of loyalty and integrity that you're talking about that Sid, you know, Sid carried with him in every venue he went into. And it was, as Coach Knight felt, it was very rare, so it stuck out to him. And then he developed a good friendship with a guy that's, you know, three states away. Coach was at West Point and then at Indiana, but one of his best friends in the world was a reporter from Minneapolis. And that's a testament to the kind of relationships that Sid earned with his integrity and his trust and his loyalty. And I might say, Steve, and there's a lot of discussion on sports, as there should be, but he was he was so loyal to his family as well. And in spite of what a work ethic he had, and he certainly worked all the time, he was always thinking about different things to do with his family or friends of his family and how he could help them. And that's oftentimes where I could get involved, and he'd say, "Hey, do you know anybody that does this? I got a friend of so-and-so's or my family member that needs an opportunity here or there." And he was really loyal to his friends and his family and the history of his family. He talked about his mother a lot and his sisters, and he was a very deep man for all the being on the front lines every day as a celebrity of our state at such a large level. He had a tremendous amount of depth to him, and I think many people that got close to him know that so well, and that's where a lot of their reciprocated loyalty comes from.
Yeah, and Marty, I know you've had an opportunity to travel, and I've had a chance to travel a little bit. And if you bump into someone and say, "Oh, you're from Minnesota," almost inevitably they ask about Sid. It really is, and I don't know if you've run into that as well in your travels.
Absolutely, Steve, and you would bring it up. I mean, people not in sports. And in right. different yeah. different areas, and business or politics, and I read where he sent letters to people and so forth, and Christmas cards, and I think he did that with he did it to me, and I think he did it to people out of sports as well, and he could have been a tremendous salesman. He was a salesman. One time he called me up and urged me, "You have to go out to the river with me, and look at my boat." And he said, "I got a boat that you should buy for your family. It's an old boat. It's been around, but we never hardly ever drove it. It's very, very young on the engine, no hours on it. It's hardly been driven. You should have this for your family. It'll make it a wonderful boat for your family to drive around the lakes and so forth." So after many calls, I caved in, and because in going with him was enjoyable enough, whether I was interested in the boat or not. So we drove out there, and the car ride it should have been filmed. It was just legendary. And I can't even describe it because I have to be, kind about the neighboring traffic that was next to us. But we got out there and we got up in his boat. He had to get a big ladder to climb up. It was dry dock. And it was quite a tall ladder, and I was worried about him falling off, so I tried to help him, and he did kind of stagger a little bit. He chopped right up there and jumped on the boat, and he said, got up by the steering wheel, and he said, "Boy, we put a lot of hours on this old baby. Had a lot of fun on this boat." And I said, "Sid, you just told me all the way out here that boat's hardly got any hours on." "Oh, geez, I'm sorry. No, I was just thinking out loud. Just some good times we did have." But he was a great salesman and just a lot of great skills and just a wonderful man. He's a wonderful man. I talked with his nurse last night, Lacey, and in many ways she's become one of his many best friends. And how many guys become best friends with your nurse and have that? He had the whole package for anybody that got the opportunity to get into the circle or the bubble of Sid Hartman.
Well, Marty, good to visit with you, and thanks for sharing those stories tonight.
Thank you, Steve, and thanks for doing the show. It's been great to hear all this. And wonderful, wonderful stuff. Thanks, Steve.
Well, take care. Have a good evening.
You too, sir.
Yeah, there he is, Marty Davis from Cambria. Good enough to join us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.